about BCTV has had four owners.
Okay.
Western took over control. Then Emily Griffiths decided to sell. So she sold to CanWest, which was Izzy Asper. And Western, when they took over control, made a lot of changes. They ended up by making a lot of very bad mistakes. And Doug Holpe, who I was very high on, and I hired him to take over when I left. I negotiated his contract, decided that Victoria wasn't earning enough money, so he cut the staff over there, cut out all the local programming, canceled the newscasts for Vancouver Island. He did the same thing in the Okanagan with CHBC. Then CanWest took over, and they made more cuts.
Because they wanted to get the money to be able to compete to buy programming.
Buy those newspapers.
For Toronto, no, but to buy programming so they would get a bigger share in Toronto. They couldn't care about Kelowna or here or anyplace else.
Right. And they fired the news director, Cameron Bell. Now, Cameron Bell was very difficult to handle.
Well,
and the only guy could handle him was me.
Yeah.
He burned his own bridges, but he did it to himself. But they fired him, and the news started to go down. And then CanWest started to gut the newsroom. They laid off a lot of people. They cut staff. One period of time, they ended up by laying off 51 people out of the operation in Victoria, Vancouver, Okanagan, and Calgary. And gradually, when we had a downturn in the economy, CanWest was in deep trouble because they were trying to run all of those expensive newspapers that Izzy Asper bought. And the newspapers were losing great gobs of money.
Oh, really?
So
vast gobs of money.
Yeah, Asper's ended up by issuing debentures to raise money so that they could stay in operation. And they defaulted, ultimately, on the debentures. And the debenture holders do what debenture holders do, go to the courts.
And seize the assets.
They took over the financial affairs. Now, the fact that two-thirds of those debenture holders were American seemed to escape everybody's attention. But they once again made more cuts in the operation. And now the whole thing is sold to Shaw. And the first thing that Shaw did was fire the general manager at BCTV and make more cuts in the operation. So what has really turned out to be a shining star of BCTV has become a real shell of what we built.
It's a burned out star.
So it was very disappointing to me. So when you ask me, would I tell the story of BCTV? My answer was yes, because I wanted you to understand that we built what I think was a fantastic broadcasting operation. Every other major broadcasting company in Canada was operated out of Toronto. We were the only one in Western Canada.
But look at your market share.
Yeah.
That was the proof that you produced what people wanted.
And I was quoted as saying at one point in my career, television broadcasting is no place for amateurs. And that's what the amateurs did to BCTV. They were amateurs.
They gutted it.
At Western, they gutted it. At CanWest, you had lawyers and you had accountants thinking they were television broadcasters. And they killed most of the spirit. They virtually cut the creative heart out of the operation.
Yeah.
The bondholders finished the job, and Shaw are continuing the same thing of making cuts.
A mediocrity.
So it's going to turn into a most common denominator, frankly.
Oh, sad.
So the reason I said yes is that I wanted to go on record of you understanding, and whoever listens to this story, that you can't put amateurs in charge of broadcasting stations.
I like that. Thank you, Ray.